What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Lexi Miller. She's newly crowned Miss Ohio. Lexi, thank you for joining us today. I just found out that you are actually from the Newark area. So tell us a little bit more about your upbringing and take us through the journey of how you got to Miss Ohio.
Absolutely. So I, as you said, grew up in the Newark area, and I attended Newark Catholic High School, where I graduated and went on to continue my education at the University of Akron. So while I was in Akron, I obtained my BSN, and I got my nursing license. So then I moved to the Cleveland area, where I started out my career at the Cleveland Clinic main campus in their cardiovascular ICU, taking care of fresh open hearts. Until recently, I moved back to the Newark area. I was missing home, so I decided it was time for me to come back.
Now, how did you get into the pageant scene?
So I actually started with the Miss Ohio organization when I was 14. I was going into high school, and I was pretty shy, but I did want the opportunity to perform on stage. And somebody had approached my mom and mentioned the Miss Ohio program. So my mom came to me and was like, hey, is this something that you want to do? And at first, I was a little bit kind of scared about it, and I ultimately decided, yes, I want to be able to go on stage and sing. And you know, my why has kind of grown with me. At first, it was performing, and then it became wanting to improve my professional skills, such as interviewing and public speaking. And then, finally, after I became a nurse, my why became more surrounded towards promoting my community service initiative, which is titled Take Heart. I saw through my practice that a lot of people don't have a great understanding of heart health and how to take care of their bodies, and that's something that is very important to me as a nurse and now as Miss Ohio.
So being on the other side of it as a nurse, what do you want people to know about heart health?
Yeah, so heart health it's really cool because if you prioritize your heart health, you're prioritizing your overall health. A healthy heart is a happy heart. So even starting small, making small changes in diet, getting regular checkups, checking your blood pressure at the free machine at Walmart. These are all great ways to take those first steps into creating a healthier future for yourself. And heart disease is the number one cause of death in both men and women across the country and the world today. So making a priority to do small changes within your lifestyle every single day can have more of a larger impact than most people would think.
Now, I did want to ask you, when you first started competing in pageants, was it challenging to get into it? And what kind of things go on behind the scenes that people don't realize for these competitions?
I competed in 4 locals this year. So for the Miss Ohio competition, there are preliminary local pageants that they hold. So these competitions take place all across the state of Ohio, and they take place all year round. I competed in North Coast, Maple City, Greater Columbus, and then finally Chillicothe, where I was able to take home the Miss South Central crown. But it is a lot of prep. It's very exciting because I get to connect with my girls on a regular basis, and you kind of get to know some of the people that compete at the local level. And then once you get your local title, you have the opportunity to go to Miss Ohio. Now, there aren't a ton of locals across the state, so they do offer the opportunity to do direct entry, which is where you submit an application, and then you get your direct entry straight into the Miss Ohio competition. Now, this organization is really cool because you can compete in a bunch of locals, or if you've never competed in a local, you still have the opportunity to go to Miss Ohio. But it also gives you a platform to promote things that you're passionate about. So with your local title, you can make appearances, you can go to parades, you can go to schools and speak to young people about things that you're wanting to promote. So the Miss America opportunity is really awesome in the fact that it gives you opportunities to speak about things that you're passionate about that you might not have been able to do directly on your own.
So you were just crowned Miss Ohio this past Saturday. How does it feel?
Oh, Kelsey, it still does not feel real. I was very, very excited, but I was waiting to wake up from a dream, quite honestly. I'm so thankful. I just went in there and I tried to have the best time that I could. I brought my most authentic and my most real self. And that was something that I was very proud to do. I won the crown as Lexi Miller, not as the person that I thought that they wanted me to be. So that was something that was very rewarding to me. And I'm so excited to see where this year takes me.
So what's next for you?
So what is next for me? That is a wonderful question. I leave this next Wednesday for Philadelphia. They're having a Salute to Independence semi-quincentennial parade in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where all 52 states and territories come for the famous Show Us Your Shoes parade. So that is something I'm very excited to take place in this year, especially with it being an anniversary year for our country. It's important that we acknowledge the anniversary of our country and the people who have, fought for the freedoms that we get to experience today. So that is something that I'm very much looking forward to, meeting my new sisters from all across the country. And then Miss America is going to be held September 1st through the 6th in West Palm Beach, Florida. And this is also a new location for them. So I'm very excited to see what all they have in store for us in Palm Beach.
Now, I know you've talked a little bit about your nursing background and your pageantry background, but for your talent competition, you got on the stage and ripped through Aretha Franklin's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Tell us a little bit more about your musical background and what drove you to choose that song.
So I started singing probably as soon as I learned what singing was, and I haven't stopped since. But throughout my time in school, I just loved the idea of performing. I went to Newark Catholic High School, and they had such a robust drama program that I'm so thankful that I had, the privilege of being a part of that. I just love performing. I love singing for people. I actually worked in a nursing home straight out of high school, and I would sing to my patients in the morning while I was getting them ready. And it's just something that brings me so much joy. I chose the song You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman specifically because the Miss America opportunity promotes scholarship, and it promotes achieving your professional career goals and scholastic goals. But it also promotes the strength and the confidence and the beauty that comes with being a woman, right? And it allows you to really lean into, the feminine side that comes with being a woman and being proud of that, being comfortable enough to be your natural and true self. And I think that that's so empowering. So this song for me was very special because not only is it a fun song to sing, but it has such a powerful message that I really wanted to share with young women across the state of Ohio and hopefully across the nation.
Now, as you speak to young women out there who may have a passion for pageantry, what would you tell them how to approach it? Or maybe if they just feel like they're not good enough, what would be your message to them?
So when I started in the organization, I never in a million years thought that I would become Miss Ohio. I thought that I didn't have what it took and that I simply wasn't good enough. And that could not be far from the truth. This organization, you can get so much out of it, even if you don't walk away with a crown. And this is something that everyone every year always says. You make so many great connections. You grow in so many different ways, and it's based off of how much you're willing to put into it. So for people who are thinking about competing, just try it out. Maybe try out a local first if you're not sure. All of our girls are great. They're very welcoming. Our directors are very responsive, and they would love to see new faces. And if you're thinking about competing, just check out the Miss Ohio website, look through it, see what it's all about, and you might be surprised how much you really enjoy competing once you decide to take that leap of faith.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.